Oh, here at the Food Talk Radio Show pop-up at the Allergy and Free From Show. We're having a great time already this morning. The show only opened a little while ago, and you had a wander around, Chrissy?
I have, yeah. I've seen a few things that have piqued my interest. So,
I can see that, and you've brought one of them back.
I have. I've bought Jonathan.
You bought Jonathan from Savvy Foods. Hello, Jonathan. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. You've got some lovely products that you brought along, some Oz Carob and nibbles and things like that. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Savvy Foods and what you do.
Well, it goes back over 25 years ago when I was in Turkey travelling around. I just kept coming across this amazing dish of carob syrup and tahini, which is pulped sesame, as many people know. Mm. And they mix it together and it's like a sweet, nutritious dip.
Right, okay.
And it's everywhere, and people, the Turkish people, they dip bread into it, and it's a lovely communal family thing, but yeah. I could never find it in the UK. I always had to make my own.
Okay.
And then just a few years ago, Katie, my wife, suggested, so it's all her fault.
Katie,
yeah,
come on.
We put some in a jar and stick a label on it. So we did a year or two on a farmer's market circuit, and come a long way since then.
Absolutely.
So when was that?
2013, we incorporated the business.
Tell us a little bit about carob. I mean, I think most people are aware of it. You know, we've seen it now.
Yeah.
Especially in health food shops, you see carob bars and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't really know actually what it is.
Well, it's actually a legume, so it's in the bean family, it looks like a runner bean when it's on the tree.
Okay.
But it goes brown and then falls off onto the ground. They're not actually trees; they're bushes.
Right.
But there's a high nutritional value to them,
right.
And they're known particularly in Spain and the Mediterranean countries as an animal feed, because the seed actually inside the pod is inedible, and that's used as a massive commodity. It's called locust bean gum, and it's used as a thickener, food thickening agent, also in skincare products.
Right.
But in the Mediterranean area, what they've not actually cottoned onto so far is the nutritional value of the actual pod for human beings.
Right.
And there was a lot of people remember carob in the 70s as a chocolate substitute.
Yeah.
We've tasted the Mediterranean varieties, and they don't compare to our variety, which is grown in Australia, specifically by our farmer who chose the sweetest varieties.
Okay.
Interestingly, he sent his seeds off to locust bean companies in the Med, and they weren't any good.
Right. Okay.
For that purpose, okay. But the pods are fantastic. They taste great, and they've got all that nutrition.
And they've got that extra sweetness in.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they've got a very high sugar content, but it's low GI. It's got high fibre, so it's not. You don't get that sugar peak and trough like you would with.
So it's better for you.
Yeah. It's like a sustained energy, healthy snacks.
Fantastic. So you're sourcing your carobs from Australia.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the products that you're making it into.
Okay, so first we launched with a range of spreads using the syrup, which we mixed with tahini, as I said, about the Turkish dip. We added a bit of cocoa. That was one of my daughter's ideas. Fantastic. We've got a chocolate spread that's actually good for you.
Right.
And that's a strap line, and it's great to be able to tell people that. I mean, a lot of people don't believe it. And then we've got the original one, which is just 50-50, almost carob and tahini. And then we've got the date one as well, which we branched off. And then what happened, this Australian farmer approached us a year and a half ago and asked us to try his carob. And then we found it so sweet and so lovely tasting, we swapped our supplier to him. But also, he supplies us now with the raw powder, the raw pods, and the kibble or nibble or chips, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But it's purely the pieces of carob broken down and used, actually eaten neat and used, as an energy.
You've got some here, haven't you?
Yes. So, Jonathan, you've got a couple of pots with lovely-looking stuff in.
So Katie's made some smoothies this morning. She's been on the blender before breakfast this morning, and she's made a... This is blueberry, get this right, blueberry, banana, tahini, carob, obviously, and rice milk.
Right.
So that's a smoothie made with our carob.
Can I try that?
Yeah, helps off.
Can I have a go as well, please?
Oh, all right.
Don't keep it all to yourself.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm liking that. I got a big hit of banana out of that as well.
Mm.
That's gorgeous.
Good.
No, I could actually have some of that.
It's not too sweet, is it?
It's not. It's perfect. Yeah.
So this is, I mean, up until recently, I wasn't really into smoothies, but I can see the benefits now. You know, it's a lovely, nutritious.
That's gorgeous.
Drink.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Yep.
And then you've got some Oz Carob nibbles.
Yes.
Are these a new product of yours, Jonathan?
Well, this is, as I said, this is the actual pod, just the pure pods broken down into. They call it kibble, we call it nibble. You can call it chips. And that's
purely the dried pod.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, piece of the pod. There you go.
Is that some of it?
Try that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. A little bit coconutty, if
it
was.
It
like,
is
texture-wise, not taste.
It's surprising because you think when I looked at it in the pot, I thought either that's going to be quite hard, and I don't know if my teeth are going to take it.
It's not.
But it's not.
It's got a chewiness, hasn't it?
It's got a chewiness, but it's got a substance to it. I've only had a tiny bit, but I'm still chewing it. There's a lot packed in a little there, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, it's great.
That's interesting.
I do actually really like it. The texture's quite similar to coconut,
No, I don't like it. I'm just finishing it because I have to.
And it's not, again, like the smoothie, not too sweet, but just like a nice little chewy nibble.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can compare it to.
No.
You know, we're looking at nuts and raisins, you know, little mixed bags.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because when you look at it, it's not that appealing to look at. You know, and there's such a visually orientated culture.
It looks a little bit like sticks, doesn't it?
Yeah, bits of bark. My kids go, I'm not eating bark.
That tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but then you get over that and you've got something sweet and nutritious.
But it's interesting. It's interesting you say that, though. My old dad, bless him, is 88. And on his birthday, I have to go far and wide to find him sticks of licorice. Proper real licorice twigs. So you say about eating bark, but back in the day they used to eat twigs and bark quite naturally because that's
that
the natural food.
Exactly.
And you'd see that as quite novel now, and I remember as a kid being able to buy it in the local herbalist shop and you know, chewing on that is quite fun, really.
Absolutely.
It?
I really like that.
So do I.
I'm a snack fan because I'm a grazer kind of eater, and you're absolutely right. I don't like crisps because they're not healthy for you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I eat a fair amount of nuts and seeds, but again, it gets a bit samey. That's different, and I really like that.
Well, you can have that bag.
Oh, thank you.
Well blagged, Paul.
So, Jonathan, at the moment, how are you supplying this to the market?
Well, we started out by getting into about 100 independents, and then we switched to wholesalers, obviously, for logistics. Got into Suma, Health Store, and then we approached Whole Foods and Ocado. We're in now in Whole Foods.
Right, okay.
Ocado and Holden Barrett, we're in the process of setting that up. They both accepted it.
Fantastic. Is it possible to buy it online?
Yes, of course. Yeah, you can get if you search for us on Amazon or our own website. We've got our own store as well.
Give us a shout for your website.
Savvyfoods.co.uk.
Savvyfoods.co.uk. That's SAVVY.
That's right.
Savvyfoods.co.uk. Check it out. It's really nice stuff. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us on the Food Talk
Show.
Thank you. Been brilliant.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.